Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Therese. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Deanna, today. We received many requests from people who are facing their first Christmas without a loved one, and from others who still mourn after many years. We would like to pray for all who are suffering this kind of loss. Dear Heavenly Father, as the holidays approach, we lift up all who are carrying the heavy burden of grief and despair from the loss of loved ones. In this season that so often magnifies their absence, we ask that you pour out your comforting presence upon them. Your word tells us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Be near to all who mourn, granting them the peace that only you can provide. Help them to find moments of hope, even in the midst of sorrow, and to feel the embrace of your eternal love. Strengthen their hearts to face each day with courage, and remind them that you hold their loved ones in your eternal care. May they find solace in the promise of your resurrection. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Bless those who walk alongside them in their grief, offering compassion and support. May this season, though marked by loss, also be touched by glimpses of joy, love, and the hope found in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Ashley. Hello, everyone. I would be grateful if you could keep my partner, Nick, in your prayers. He suffers from crippling anxiety. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Nick to you and ask you for your comforting presence to surround him. You know the struggle he faces with crippling anxiety, and we ask that you grant him peace that surpasses all understanding. Help him to feel your strength and courage in moments of fear and uncertainty. As your word says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. May Nick find the faith to lay his burdens at your feet and trust in your love and care for him. Guide him to the resources, support, and people he needs to overcome these challenges. We also find comfort in your promise, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. Uphold Nick with your strength and bring calm to his mind and restoration to his spirit. We pray for Ashley too, that she may be a source of encouragement and love for Nick. May your healing grace envelop them both. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
from Robert. Please pray for the restoration of my marriage and family. Heavenly Father, we lift up Robert and his heartfelt plea for the restoration of his marriage and family. You are the God of reconciliation and healing, and we trust in your power to mend what is broken. As your word reminds us, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Fill Robert and his family with your unconditional love, helping them to forgive, understand, and grow together in unity. Lord, guide their hearts back to one another. Let their home be a place of peace, kindness, and mutual respect. Surround them with your grace and the support of others who will uplift and encourage them. Strengthen Robert's faith and give him patience and wisdom as he seeks to rebuild his family on the foundation of your love. May your presence be a light in their lives, drawing them closer to each other and to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is from Anonymous. Please pray for a court hearing on Wednesday. Prayers are much appreciated. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we lift up this anonymous request for a court hearing on Wednesday. You are the God of justice and mercy, and we ask for your hand to guide the proceedings. Grant wisdom and fairness to all involved, including the judge and those presenting their cases. As your word says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Psalm 37:5. We entrust this situation to your care, trusting that your will is for the best outcome. Bring peace and clarity to those facing this hearing, and help them to feel your presence throughout the process. May truth and righteousness prevail, and may your comfort surround them during this time of uncertainty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Teresa. Please pray for my friend Shelley, whose son was killed in a car accident last night. Heavenly Father, we lift up Shelley to you in this moment of unimaginable grief. Her heart is broken by the loss of her son, and we ask for your comforting presence to surround her. You are close to the brokenhearted, and we ask that you hold her tightly in your loving arms. Your word says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. Lord, pour out your peace upon Shelley and her family. Strengthen them as they navigate this profound loss, and give them the courage to take each day one step at a time. Help Shelley to feel the support of those who love her, including Teresa. And may your grace sustain her through the darkest hours. In your mercy, let her find moments of hope and healing, knowing that her son rests in your eternal care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And this is another request. My spirit is failing. I'm so down. Please help me to pray to the Lord Jesus to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we lift up this heartfelt cry to you, asking that you comfort and strengthen this person whose spirit is faltering. In their time of deep struggle, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them, renewing their heart and mind with your peace and presence. Your word assures us the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Psalm 145:18. Lord Jesus, draw near to them now and remind them that they are never alone. Let your spirit fill them with hope, joy, and the assurance of your unending love. Strengthen their faith, replace despair with peace, and give them the courage to trust in your plan. Surround them with people who will encourage and uplift them in their journey. Let them rest in the promise of your word. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Diane, I am so thankful to Jesus for never leaving me alone. I have had many tears and trials, but Jesus has always seen me through. I am so thankful that my husband's CAT scan 4 weeks ago showed there was no cancer inside him. God is so good. He hears and answers our prayers. Praise Him. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts overflowing with gratitude and praise. Thank you for your steadfast love and faithfulness, for never leaving us alone through the trials and tears of life. Your presence has been a constant source of strength and hope. Today, we especially thank you for the incredible news that this person's husband's CAT scan showed no cancer. What a powerful reminder of your goodness and the way you hear and answer prayers. We give you all the glory and honor for this blessing and for sustaining them through their journey. Lord, we praise you for being a God who listens, who cares, and who works miracles in our lives. May this testimony of your grace bring encouragement to others who are waiting on your answers. We continue to trust in your perfect will and timing. In Jesus' name, we give thanks and rejoice. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.